I am here live with the Nintendo 64 Star Fox 64 cast. First, let's speak to the mastermind of the whole Great Fox thing, Rob 64. Rob, tell us, do you have any favorite pastimes?
Sending supplies.
Hey, all right. What do you think about the Great Fox?
Great Fox is okay.
Well, that's nice to hear. Say, is there any chance that I could ride an R-Wing?
Slippy's ship is in for repairs. Slippy's ship is in for repairs. Falco's ship is under maintenance.
Oh, that's too bad. Your last mission must have been a doozy. Say, what would it take for me to become a great pilot like Fox?
Training mode.
Slippy, get back here! Quit dinking around, Slip!
Uh-oh. Looks like Slippy's getting grabbed out by Peppy. And over here in the other room, we have Falco. Looks like he's giving tips to Fox on how to make toast.
For your toast, you might not make it.
Excuse me. May I have a word with you for my interview?
I ain't your buddy. Go away.
Well, maybe I'll just go interview someone else.
Fine.
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 Fine. I'm going to go interview someone else then. I'm gone.
Fine.
Well then. I'll just go interview Slippy over here. Slippy.
Ah! Slippy, watch out!
Whoops, I didn't mean to scare you. So, Slippy, how would you describe yourself?
I'm monkey food.
Well, yes, I do see the resemblance.
Hey!
Well, I hear you're a pretty good mechanic, Slippy. I bet you could fix my car.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, well, here it is. In the meantime, I think I'll go over here and interview Peppy. So, Peppy, how would you describe yourself?
I'm getting callous.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. All right, enough about you. Let's go see how Slippy's doing on my car. Hey, wait a minute. Slippy, what are you doing?
Slippy, get back here!
Fine, then we're coming after you. All right, red alert, sound the alarms. Quick, everybody into the nearest R-Wing. Why don't we take a break while they're on their way to find Slippy? When we get back, I'll give you full coverage of the fight as it happens.
I remember I had just stepped out to pick up a few items at the store when I was rear-ended by an ice cream truck. Boy, was my back hurting. Fortunately, right up ahead was the reassuring glow of the bright orange neon spine of Convenience Chiropractic. Relief was as close as the corner. Thanks, Doc. So how much do I owe you?
Well, let's see. X-rays and evaluation, cervical subluxation adjustment, and you had this half gallon of milk, a package of Twinkies, and Marlboro 100s. Your total with chiropractic services and nutritional supplements comes to $519.75. Oh, no. Put your wallet away. We will bill your insurance.
So hurry into your nearest Convenience Chiropractic.
Convenience Chiropractic is closer than your corner store.
We're back, and from my view here in the Great Fox, it looks like a death brawl down there. Wow. All of this over my car. Why, I feel honored. All right, folks, here's the lineup. Slippy's in a beat-up old Chevette. Peppy, Falco, and Fox are in their trusty R-Wings. Bill of the Cornelian Army is just joining in, all five with one thing in mind.
Attack!
Yes, that is the plan. But before we get underway, let's meet all our contestants. In corner one, we have Fox McCloud, the young leader of the Star Fox team. Fox is always at the forefront of the team's attack. Because of his fantastic flying skills and quick decisiveness, he is an extremely respected leader. In corner two, we have Pepe Hare. Pepe is a senior member of the team, a good pilot with vast knowledge, and a good friend. A longtime friend of Fox's father, Pepe has watched Fox grow from a young pup to an experienced pilot. In corner three, we have Falco Lombardi. A member of the Avion race, Falco is a natural pilot. His quick temper and overconfidence make him the wildest member of the team. While he often gets in arguments with the other team members, he is loyal to the Cornerian cause. In corner four is Slippy Toad. He's the most energetic and positive member of the team, although sometimes Slippy can go a little bit overboard. While he's not the greatest pilot, he compensates with his mechanical skills. Last but not least, in the corner of five, the Pentagon, we have Bill, the pilot only known as Bill. To find out more about him, why don't we venture to his home? Maybe his answering machine will give us some clues about his life.
Bill, this is your landlord. That party last night was the final straw. You kept me awake all night. Your waterbed sprung a leak and caused $1,500 worth of damage down here. Call me immediately to avoid legal action. Bill, it's your landlord again. You've got till 8 to call me or I'm evicting you. Okay, Bill. I'm evicting you. The police are meeting me at your apartment at 8:45.
Now back to the fight.
You want a piece of me?
Let's see what you've got. I can't believe I lost to this scum!
Take that!
I'm going to crush you!
This baby can take temperatures up to 9,000 degrees.
Try a somersault. My emperor, I failed you. I'm sure he's learned his lesson.
You'll be sorry, punk.
Jeez Louise, what is that? Ah!
It's quiet. Too quiet.
Well, it's a trap.
Escaping? I don't think so.
Ah! Yee-haw! You did it!
Huh? What?
Take care, Fox.
What the? Oh, my. Folks, I don't believe this. Bill has turned traitor. Wait. He's pulling something out. Oh, Fox, look out. No. Oh, I can't even watch. Oh, this is... Oh, my. But wait. Who's that coming onto the field?
It's me, Mario!
Yahoo!
Whoa! Help me!
Yahoo! Yahoo!
Slippy's hit!
Yahoo! Wahoo!
Ah!
Oh my gosh, I don't believe it. Mario did it. He did what no one else could do. He's in my Chevette right now. Mario, how did you do that? Mario? Mario, you shouldn't fall asleep at the wheel. Oh, the humanity. Oh, my car. Oh, well, maybe now I can finish my interview. I'll try to talk to Falco, who's in his bed, recovering from the last mission. Falco, how would you describe yourself?
Go away!
Well... Frankly, folks, I don't think he's really sick. I got a plan. Hey, Falco, check out those bodacious babes over there.
Let's take them all out!
Aha! I knew you weren't sick. But I made you this get better soon present anyways. What do you think?
This is horrible.
Why, you... What? That's it. I've had it with you. I'm interviewing Fox. So, Fox, how would you describe yourself?
We're Star Fox!
Uh-huh. And how would you describe the R-Wing?
We're Star Fox!
Ah, and that of course refers to the G-diffuser, right?
We're Star Fox!
And about how often would you say do you go on missions?
We're Star Fox!
Now I'm sure all our listeners out there are wondering how much do you get paid for your missions?
We're Star Fox!
Well, you've been most cooperative. Thank you for your time. This is Sean W. for KKPNZ S2 Pi R squared over 10 signing off.
We're Star Fox. Looks like the pollution has started. Star Fox.
He is our hero.
Star Fox.
Get rid of.
Star Fox.
Step on.
Star Fox. Star Fox.
This is horrible.
Star Fox.
I promise not to kill you.
We're Star Fox. Star Fox.
We love you.
Star Fox. Star Fox.
Get rid of.
Star Fox.
Must stop.
Star Fox.
He is our hero.